بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب ما يباح من الغيبة. This is the next chapter, and in this is discussed the occasions and the times when it is permissible to make ghibat. As we read yesterday, ghibat, backbiting, is totally haram. But there are certain times and certain conditions when not only to make ghibat is permissible, but in some cases it is compulsory also to make ghibat. The ulama have written six points on which occasions it is permissible to make ghibat of a person. The first is if somebody oppresses you. Like for example, the wife or the husband oppresses the husband, ill treats her, abuses her, parents abuse their children, children abuse their parents, brother abuses brother, doesn't give him his right and his share in inheritance, etc. At that time it is permissible for that person to go to the rulers of the time, like to go and lay a charge against the person. And the wife explains that my husband is ill-treating me, he has abused me physically, etc. And she lays a charge against him. Or you go to the seniors of the community who you feel will be able to help you, and they will try and be able to solve this problem. So in that case, it is permissible that you make ghibat even of your very close person. The husband makes ghibat of the wife makes ghibat of the husband, etc. And this is what the sole intention, that the wrong that has been done to you, to correct that wrong. So that is one reason why it is permissible to make ghibat. The other second one is al-isti'anatu ala taghyir al-munkar wa radd al-'asi ila as-sawab. The second is that if somebody is involved in some wrong acts, is doing wrong things. For example, a person is frequenting the casino, a person is going to the brothels to prostitute dance, and now you know that somebody has got influence over that person, but he doesn't know of this evil doings of this person. So particularly for that, not to disgrace the person, but to save him of his guna, you go and tell that person, please speak to this man, see what is he doing. He's doing all these evils, these haram acts he's doing, speak to him and correct him. So for that reason also it will be permissible. Thirdly, al-istifta. فَيَقُولُ لِلْمُفْتِي ظَلَمَنِي أَبِي أَوْ أَخِي أَوْ زَوْجِي. For example, a person goes to the mufti and he asks a masala, that my husband is doing wrong to me, he's oppressing me, he's ill-treating me, he's not giving me my monthly expenses, etc. Or my father is ill-treating me, he's treating me in a bad way. Or whoever else it is, and you ask the masala. In this case it is said, instead of saying my father, say if a man ill-treats his son, what is the position of that? Or if the husband ill-treats the wife, what is the position of that? So in order to ask a masala, it is better you don't take names, but if necessary, and then it is permissible that you take names and you explain to the person that this person is doing wrong to me, and he's ill-treating me. The fourth is تحذير المسلمين من شر من الشر ونصيحتهم وذلك من وجوهين. The fourth is to save the Muslims from the harm of any person. Like for example, even if it is an alim, but he fabricates hadith, he makes up his own hadith. Now to inform the people that don't listen to his talks. This person here fabricates hadith, he makes his own hadith. And this is very common amongst the muhaddithin. Those people who narrated hadith and fabricated hadith, they exposed those people completely. And they told the Muslim public in general that this person is a liar, this person, he just fabricates hadith. So in order to save the deen or to save Muslims, somebody is misleading people. For example, he's very sweet talks, but he's a Shia, he's a Salafi, he's promoting his Salafi ideas, he's promoting his Shia Qadiani ideas, but like that he's a very good speaker, even his akhlaq is very good. It is necessary in those cases then, for especially for the ulama, to inform the public that this is a snake in the grass, be careful, he's a munafiq, he's a hypocrite. So to make that ghibah, but at that time, it is not only permissible, but it is compulsory that ghibat be made of such a person. And also with regard to this, one reason of it is also if somebody comes to you and asks you advice, I want to get my son married to a certain girl. What do you think? If you know that girl is not a good girl, it's necessary for you to expose her. There you can't keep quiet and say, no, very good, get married, and you get him for, get him trapped in a wrong thing. Or you want to become a partner in a business with somebody, and somebody asks you the advice, I'm thinking of becoming a partner with this person. Or you want to go and stay at a certain place, and you ask about the neighbors, are the neighbors good people or not? So whatever you know at that time, the truth must be spoken. You can't keep quiet at that time and say, and just say that, no, I can't make ghibat. Genuinely, sincerely, and not to belittle the person, not to make him low, but to make the truth known. It is necessary that a person at that time speaks out and explains what the position is. Also, like in this case, if a person wants to go and study somewhere, even if he wants to study deen, and which institution he wants to go to, you know, for example, it's a Barelvi institution, it's a Shia institution, somebody wants to go and study deen in Iran, by some Shias he wants to go and study, or by any other alim who they are modernist, for example, they are Salafi inclined, for example, or they are Salafis, and they ask you advice, how is it to go and study by these ulama? How is it to go and study in this institution? At that time, it is compulsory that you expose and you say the truth as you know it, in the true interest, not because of jealousy of those people, not to run them down, you want to become big, and therefore you're running them down. But genuinely, you know those people are not right. They have got modernist ideas, they got Salafi ideas, they've got a modern Islam, etc. At that time also, it is important and necessary that a person will speak out against those people. So in this way, the fifth is أَيَّكُونَ مُجَاهِرًا بِنَفْسِي أَوْ بِدْعَةٍ كَالْمُجَاهِرِ بِشُرْبِ الْخَمَرِ. A person who is an open fasik, is an open sinner, like he drinks in public, etc., or he gambles, etc., and somebody asks you reference about that person, about his family, and you know this person here, he drinks in public, he's an open, he drinks publicly, he's a gambler, etc., he's a womanizer. At that time, to inform that person, they're asking you advice about him, they want to marry their daughter to this type of a person, then it is necessary at that time, in fact, of good advice, without them asking, you tell them, where you getting your daughter involved? Don't you know this man is a womanizer, he's a gambler, etc. So though it is ghibat, but such ghibat at such time is wajib to make, it is compulsory. And the seventh, the sixth is at-ta'arifu idha kana al-insanu ma'rufan bi-laqabin. If a person is known only by his certain quality, which is a defect in him, like for example, every knows that he's a fat person, and you say fatty so and so, but without saying that, they won't know who is it. Then at that time, to say this, to say that, it is compulsory. Similarly, for example, a person goes to knock at a door at somebody's house. Then they ask, who is it? Unfortunately, how many good people till today, they say it's me. How must they know who is me? And if you just say your name, you are known, for example, as a certain Maulana, and there you just go and give your name. They don't know you by your name. They know you that you are Maulana so and so. So there to expose and say it is so, for identification, it is necessary that a person there says who it is. Or for example, they only know you as a crippled person. So you must say crippled so and so, so that they can know who the person is. So in these conditions, it is permissible then, and in some of them, it is compulsory that a person makes ghibat. But in all of them, there must be sincerity also. It mustn't be to run the person down. And also you expose him only to that extent what is necessary. For example, he's a public figure, and he is causing harm in the public because of certain of his wrongdoings. So expose those wrongdoings. His private life, what weaknesses he got, it is haram to expose them, because that has got no bearing on that situation. That is his own matter with Allah Ta'ala. But what is he involved with the public, with the people, that is necessary to expose. For example, there is a alim, he has got wrong views on deen. He's a Salafi, he's a Shia, etc. That is necessary to expose. But his own private life, what weaknesses he got, it is haram to expose that. That hasn't got a bearing on that public issue of his. So basically, ghibat is haram. It is not permissible. But for these reasons, then it becomes not only permissible in most cases, but in some cases it becomes compulsory also that a person exposes so that people can be saved from the wrong and harm of others. وآخر دعوانا لله